Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 15th of June. And obviously, a rather bearish day, so not a great day for bullish situations. But one of them, which has been a bit of a slow burn in recent days, Blue Star Capital. Here we've broken out of this triangle, which basically was the 0.13 level breaking out there, and also now above initial 2020 resistance and old 2019 support on the way down. Best case scenario target, the top of a rising trend channel that I've drawn from the beginning of last year at 0.35, which is obviously quite a punchy target at the moment, and that is valid while we hold above 0.13 pence. News hitting the wires today regarding Hemogenix, and that's helped the share price. We broke out of, or broke down from that notional 7 to 11 pence range the beginning of this month. Currently in a range, I suppose, between the 50-day line at 5.5 and maybe up to 8 pence, which is that April or early May resistance line on the daily chart. If you're looking for a fresh momentum trigger, probably wait for the RSI to get back above neutral 50 versus 47 at the moment, and an end-of-day close back above the 20-day moving average at 6.3 pence. Mobility One is the next contender. Here you can see that shares have gapped up on it. It's a very liquid situation, but shares have gapped up through what was supposed to be post-2019 resistance at 4p. While we're above that, looking for a top of 2016 price channel target above up to 8 pence, which also retests the old 2017 peak, but clearly not a top bullish contender given the lack of liquidity, and I'm sure a rather painful spread. Requested stock today comes in the form of Power Metal Resources, which I'm glad was requested, because we've over the last couple of sessions we've actually broken this triangle from the end of October last year, so above 0.45 pence, that was a bullish breakout. Best case scenario target would be the journey to the top of a rising August trend channel from last year up to 1.1 pence. That upper parallel looking like quite a decent target, and that's certainly on the cards while we hold above at least the 0.4 pence area, but ideally above that 0.45 pence broken resistance line. On to another stock which we haven't seen here for quite a while, which is Crimson Tide. Similar to Power Metals in the sense we've just broken a near-term triangle, this one from the autumn, and that was at 2.6 pence, above 2.6 pence, looking for 5 pence at the top of the trend channel. Might could be hit over the next 1 to 2 months. Stock which I think also has some news today, which is worth following up on, Touchstone Exploration. A bit of a bear trap at the end of last week, but we bounced back quite sharply to start this week, and I suppose above the low 40s pence, looking for a top of December price channel target as high as 70 pence. Obviously an end of day close above 54, 55 pence would be a momentum trigger for those who are cautious on this particular situation. Just a couple to go now. Topps Tiles, which is not normal Bulletin Board Heroes fodder, but I suppose as we are going back into the shops allegedly this week, it's worth looking at some potential recovery contenders. Here we've had a bounce on Friday above the 50-day moving average of 37 pence, and while we're above that, big picture target here up to 75 pence at the top of that February trend channel. If you're cautious on the shares, which you very well might be, wait for an end of day close back above the June resistance line at 46 pence before regarding the stock as a potential bullish situation. Finishing off with a stock which I covered quite recently, but it's done quite well. The Velocis, we broke that little triangle at the beginning of the month through 4 pence, made good progress. Initially, we had a target at the top of a rising trend channel from February at 8 pence, so not quite hit that yet, but hopefully in the next few sessions. And for those who are fans of the stock, which I know quite a few people are, there is a December resistance line projection heading up towards 14 pence if 8p is broken on an end of day or end of week close basis. This stage only really back below, I suppose, the 20-day line, 4.5p would really upset the idea of further gains for this situation. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.